This is an Aero News Touch and Go for June 16, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. NASA says it's rescheduled the launch of the Space Shuttle Endeavour for tomorrow morning at 5:40 a.m. Eastern Time. The launch was originally scheduled for Saturday, but had to be delayed when a leak was discovered in the vent system that evacuates excess hydrogen gas from Launch Pad 39A. To avoid a conflict, NASA has pushed back tomorrow's scheduled launch of two lunar probes by one day. The Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter and the Lunar Crater Observation and Sensing Satellite will share an Atlas V rocket for their boost into space on Thursday. Authorities say three people are apparently dead after a 1969 Piper Cherokee crashed into the Mohawk River in New York on takeoff from Mohawk Valley Airport on Sunday. According to various media reports, witnesses say the plane bounded down the runway, struggled to get into the air, then lost power before crashing tail first into the river. Nearby fishermen tried to get the plane's door open as it sank, then marked the spot where it went down to assist rescue divers. One of the apparent victims is real estate developer George Coleth, who holds a student pilot's license. The plane was registered to Coleth Airlines, LLC. Witnesses told the Albany Times-Union they had seen three people, two men and a boy, get into the airplane. Pilot Skip Ryan, who was waiting to take off and saw the crash, told the paper he'd seen the plane miss two approaches before finally landing earlier that day. Rescue divers pulled the bodies of a 52-year-old man and an 11-year-old boy from the plane, which sank in 20 to 30 feet of water. The third victim, thought to be Coleth, has yet to be recovered. The National Transportation Safety Board has released a preliminary report on the May 25th crash of an Aero Commander in Daytona Beach, Florida. About a minute after takeoff from runway 7 right, the pilot radioed a report of an engine failure and announced his intent to return to the runway. Witnesses on the ground reported what they called a radical turn, with one engine stopped and the other surging. Radar records show erratic changes in altitude during the attempt to return. The plane ultimately came down on the 1,000-foot grass safety area off the approach end of runway 25 right. Investigators say the plane had a capacity of 226 gallons of fuel, but contained only trace amounts when examined. Pilot Andy Clark said he thought he'd taken off with about 110 gallons. Clark was injured in the crash. His 80-year-old father, Doug Clark, died. A final report on probable cause is expected from the NTSB next spring. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Trans-States Airlines pilots vote to approve a strike. Problems at the regionals are getting top-level attention. And Airbus warns deeper production cuts may be coming. Also check out the ANN special feature. Today, Dee Whittington of the Virginia Regional Festival of Flight shares the welcome news of a successful 2009 event and offers thoughts on why the regional fly-in did so well. And if you haven't done so yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.